This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom. He gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron, no.
Something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co. And use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win. Right?
Right? Yeah, that's right, yeah. From that thing.
You're gonna win? Yeah.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Welcome, everyone. It's Hey Gobble Gobble, our Thanksgiving episode.
Squibble, squibble, squawk, squibble, 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 squawk.
Hey Gobble Gobble. Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Oh, sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, god damn it. If you gobble one more bite of those mashed potatoes.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
First the baked beans, and now the mashed potatoes.
This is your daughter.
And I want you to marry her. So please, hit it off while I go into the kitchen and watch through the peephole.
Oh, if this is your first episode, this is your last episode. You're listening to Hey Gobble Gobble. I'm JPC.
I'm Adel Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. I don't have any Thanksgiving characters. I should have brought in some Thanksgiving characters.
JP Corn on the... JP Corn.
J Turkey.
J Turkey.
JTK. J Turkey.
I'm Adel Refried Beans.
Refried Beans, the classic.
Classic Mexican addition to Thanksgiving.
Aaron Cranberry Sauce.
Aww.
Does it work?
No, there's gotta be Keef. I mean,
Stuffing.
Keefer is a thing.
Stuffy Keefing. That rolls off the tongue.
Keef.
Keefer. Keefer
Sutherland.
I don't know.
Kefir.
So many people are going to send in like
pie.
You
Aaron
idiots, this is right here. Oh, there you go. Instead of Tofurky, Kefir.
No, Aaron Turkeyfer. Wait, I don't know why.
If you're just turning in, we are wildly drunk.
Oh, God. We are wild drunks and we're all on the mic.
So this is our Thanksgiving episode. Let's start first and foremost with what we're thankful for.
Oh.
Aaron, do you want to start?
I am thankful for this table and these chairs.
Ugh, Aaron.
And, we are right here.
pencils and pens that I see and the tea that I'm drinking.
What's crazy to anyone listening, we're not sitting at a table. There's no pencils. Yeah. There's no chairs here. There's certainly no tea. What is this?
And that's what I'm thankful for. JPC?
So lately, I am really, really thankful for my the people in my life that I interact with, like on a daily basis. My close friends, my girlfriend, my family. I have grown a deeper appreciation for that. But I'm also I'm a month into being a dog dad, and I'm super thankful for Spaghetti. I love my little pup,
who is currently curled up next to our table asleep. No, we're not at a table. But
no, we're not at a table. We're not
interesting.
We're not
next to the
tea.
Lawn.
What are you doing,
Adel?
What are you doing?
Are you? You mentioned your girlfriend and your family. What about your girlfriend's family?
My girlfriend's family. They're cool.
Have you met them?
What's that?
You've met them.
I've met them.
They're from Miami.
They're from Miami. I'll say it. I love my girlfriend's family.
Do they party in the city where the heat is on?
All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Okay.
Did you impress them right away? Like, did you immediately? Like, what did you do to
did you turn
win
on
them
the fun?
Over?
The funny?
Well, the guy who knows all of the words to Will Smith's Miami? Yeah, I think I impressed them right away. I did my joke handshake where I say, like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I put up my hand and they say, too slow. And then I slick back my hair.
Ooh, they know you're cool.
Yeah.
No, really, did you make a good first impression?
I historically love meeting people's, like, parents. Like, in high school, I would always love, like, meeting my friends' parents. But, yeah, I feel like I made a pretty good impression. Even when I was younger, I loved meeting people's parents because, like, when you're a child, you really don't have much chance to, like, interact with adults outside of, like, your teachers.
Spaghetti has something to say about that.
Spaghetti's like, I disagree. No, you don't have much chance to, like, interact with, like, people outside of, like, teachers or whatever and family. So interacting with other people's parents and, like, seeing what their, like, family dynamic was always so, like, interesting to me. Plus, it was, like, when you're like, it's like schmoozing for children, which is the title of my self-help series.
Chicken schmooze for the child soul.
For the children's soul. No, but I just always loved like talking to a grown-up like you were like a peer of theirs because you're not their child. So to me, that was always such a fun experience.
So I'm trying to get into a grown-up party and walk around like you're not in your pajamas. And you belong there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
tossing
yeah.
back some old fashions.
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
The Japanese market's just closed, so...
Anyone need another drink?
Anyone else?
Red wine?
Yeah.
Great, Peter. Good.
Todd, you're here? Okay. There must be a horse lonely tonight. Todd fucks horses, everyone.
Tink, 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 tink. This is... I just started watching... two nights ago, I just started watching The Nanny for the first time.
The Nanny Cam in your...
Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, does she get up to some shenanigans.
So
I started watching
the
sitcom
show.
The Nanny, because growing up, I never wanted to watch it because I always assumed it was just like, meh, like it was her, like that Jim Brewer Goat Boy sound the whole time, which is her laugh.
Yes.
So I assumed I didn't want to watch it, and I started watching it, and it's phenomenal.
What is it on?
It just like, illegally download it.
Did
I just,
whoa!
Is this a place thing?
Yeah, this is. A
Why are we recording in the back of an FBI truck?
Interesting.
Chairs, table.
But the kids in the show are so clearly written by like 42-year-old men.
Mm-hmm.
Where like there's a 10-year-old son, and he wins class president, and immediately he's like, "Tear down those walls," and then he's like, "I am not a crook," and he goes into like he's like Tippecanoe and Tyler too. He makes all these references, and you're like. This 10-year-old boy would be like farting and like playing Game Boy.
Yeah.
But these writers made him the most like pop culture savvy man alive. And then the youngest daughter is like this sort of like psychoanalytical, therapy driven child.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, good night, little girl, whatever her name is. They're like, the parents are like, good night. And she's like, sometimes I wonder if there is a God. And she's like, 4.
Yeah, I mean, children written by adults is one of the best parts about old TV. I feel like it doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, maybe writers' rooms have just gotten younger, you know, over the course of...
Lots of kids in writers' rooms now.
Well, yeah,
kids
now
writing
all,
for kids.
Now it's all little boys and little girls.
Little boys and girls making it real. Here's my impression, if you've never seen The Nanny, here's my impression of every episode. Here's every episode summed up.
Not great. Here's apples.
Here's Fran Drescher goes, where is everyone? And then the butler goes, they're at a soiree. And then she'll be like, oh, that sounds nice. How soiree is it?
Oh, God.
It's like, real
that's not a real
show?
Line from the show, but
oh,
that's like
Adel.
Every... That's that's not a real line from the show, but that's the gist. That's the type of humor. And all honesty, I love it.
So this is what happened. Adel woke up in the middle of the night, thought of that joke, grabbed a paper and pen, and scribbled it
and
down.
And started watching The Nanny to be like, I got to start watching The Nanny so I can make
this joke. Here's my question about The Nanny. When did someone recommend it to you? It seems like such a
weird... Yes, someone was talking about how good it was, and I go, really? Because I always assumed it was like... kind of like on and gone. Like, yeah. I thought it wasn't very popular. And they're like, no, it was like on for 6 or 7 seasons or something. And she was nominated for Emmys. So I started watching it and I was like, this is legit great.
Legit, it's the exact same thing with According to Jim Belushi Show.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch that next.
Why do you keep winking?
Just watch. Just don't worry about it.
Why do you keep nudging Aaron?
don't worry. She owes me some grape nuts.
I owe some grape nuts and we're making a deal.
For those of you who don't know, Aaron keeps making bets and all she will bet is grape nuts.
Well, that's what I get paid in, so dollars that's what makes sense.
Yeah.
Dollars to grape nuts. Speaking of grape nuts, Adel, what are you thankful for?
Nice.
You both gave what you're thankful for, and I never want to pander or anything like that. I guess
if I'm honestly saying
what I'm most thankful for, it's the fans.
Adel brought four oscillating fans into the theater. He's never cool. He's always so hot.
I'm sweating. I can't stop sweating.
He sweats like a pig.
I sweat like I have stigmata, but with sweat.
Oh my god!
So sweat. What you just described is sweat.
No. Like stigmata, but with water.
I'm gonna drink my tea.
Stigmata. Adel has stigmata.
Hey, I got stigmata here.
It's stigmata. It's not my hands. It's just my whole body.
Hello, stigmata. But I'm thankful for the fans. I'm thankful for HeadGum, our network. I'm thankful for KJ.
This sucks.
The best editor and producer there is out there. Like,
KJ, by the way, did tell us that they want to go by letters now. The word letters.
If you see KJ on the streets, and we'll post a photo of KJ.
KJ on the streets?
We'll post a photo of them. If you see KJ on the streets, you have to come up to them and you have to call them...
Letters.
Yes. Or zippers.
But what's funny is...
I call KJ zippers.
No one has ever called me letters.
JPC?
JPC, yeah.
Does anybody come up to you and think they're really clever and go, you done with JPC?
Yeah, you know me. I did introduce... I was at a meeting someone. My roommate Tim was there, and they were like...
Pass the gravy, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here's the gravy. And do you want the bowl for the gravy or just the stuff I dribbled out of my
just
palm?
Just what you put in my hand.
Great. My roommate Tim introduced me, or he said, oh, this is someone. And I was like, oh, I'm JP. And he goes... You fucking forget a letter? And I was like, I don't know. It just slipped out. Like, I guess I did forget a letter.
How big of a win for initial-based humans is J.B. Pritzker's win?
Honestly, for initial-based people, it is a huge win. For non-billionaires, he could go fuck himself.
JPC, I remember when you were sort of just in my periphery in Chicago. Like, I only knew you through watching you in shows.
Oh, I thought you meant when you could... turn and see me and then I was gone.
Like a horror movie?
Yeah, like when It Follows You.
Yeah. When you It Follows Me.
That was like the first 2 years of me knowing you. I was It Follows You.
Yeah. I thought it was like, IT Follows.
Who is that shadow on the side? And then a train would go by and then you would disappear. Like,
yeah.
I'd see you on one side and then you'd all
and then I was gone. And then, Adel, when I first met you, I Final Destination too, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I killed more.
I was supposed to be on a plane and then
six
you...
Six of your friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You made the plane crash. And then
we made the plane crash. Yeah, would go through the glass.
But I think I called you every combination of three letters that there was in the alphabet before.
Do you
remember
any of them?
I was like, A, B, C.
Like, F that dude. Yeah,
like who's that guy?
He's ABC. The one.
He's the one on that team where they always play old-timey mayors.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I finally learned that it was JPC.
Speaking of old-timey mayors, for Hey Gobble Gobble, JPC will be playing the role of old man. Do we want to say old man drumsticks? Do we want to say old man giblets?
Well, we didn't talk about this. I think now is as good a time as any to have this
old
conversation.
Old ham riddles?
Yeah, we should call me old ham riddles.
Because glazed ham is
Why
a thing, right?
Why can't I think of Thanksgiving food?
Do
right
you guys
now?
Have Thanksgiving ham?
No.
I don't, but...
Oh, because of
we have cold
your...
turkey. And then one year, my youngest
you
cousin...
You have cold turkey?
Every year.
I think your mom quit an addiction. I think that's
she
what was
quit
happening.
Quit an addiction.
Hey, kids, for this holiday we're having... I'm quitting...
cold turkey.
Yeah. Cocaine, cold turkey. Oh, again.
We go to my aunt's house and she serves cold turkey. And then...
Why?
For like... Well, here's the thing. I never knew it was weird. And then
belly.
About... So I was maybe 22... And my cousin Daniel was
so
like,
this year?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm very young.
3 years from now.
My cousin Daniel was like, all of a sudden he put his fork down and he's like, why is the turkey cold? And all the cousins looked around. We're like, we don't know.
Finally,
we don't
somebody
know.
Said
Wait,
it.
Is why? Daniel the son of the person whose turkey is cold?
No.
He's just like a different cousin.
Yeah, he's
and then
just
Daniel's
a different cousin.
The cousin that you put in the lion's den?
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Just having some fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, then if you were just having fun.
It was
fun,
a big moment. I've been
fun,
having
right?
ice cold, not ice cold, but very cold turkey.
Did you not figure it out? Was there no follow-up? Did Daniel go missing? Like, what's the resolution?
Yeah, my aunt and my family were not allowed to talk about how we eat cold turkey or how we're a little bit English. Because we're supposed to say we're all
Irish.
We're a
little bit English.
All right, you were old man puzzles?
Old ham
drumsticks. I'm old ham drumsticks. Is the consensus. That's
no,
fine.
No, hold on. Cold ham drumsticks.
So, for this episode of Hey Gobble Gobble, I will be playing the part of cold ham drumsticks.
If this is your first episode, I'm so sorry.
They
you're
left
wildly
already.
Confused. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm cold ham drumsticks. This is what the podcast is about. The podcast is about riddles. And so, in the tradition of, you know, however many episodes of this that we've done, 15 or so, 17 to 19, we will be.
Which is our target demographic.
Yes,
15
exactly.
Or 17 to 19.
15
we
or
do
so.
Not, we
17
do
to
not
19.
Appeal to 16 year olds.
If you're trying to get your license,
there's
get the
a weird
hell out
age
of here.
In there where you just hate all things.
Yeah,
that's
well,
16.
We kind of hit a sophomore slump. Where we don't do any 16-year-olds. So if you're 16, you're listening to the podcast, stop, fuck you.
We're not for you. Yeah. Honestly, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dab on your grave.
You're not
going to
pass that driver's ed club.
But
you,
well,
hey, buy me a lottery ticket. You can't.
But what cold ham
not so sweet after all.
Will do is I will give you some Thanksgiving-themed warm-up rooms.
Ooh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. These are... Keep in mind, these are Thanksgiving themed.
Oh, you just said it, so it's fresh in mind.
When you do think of the answers to this, think just as a starting point. Think Thanksgiving.
Can and we then, call this warm up round talking turkey?
I mean,
Aaron
yes.
gave a deep sigh and walked away from the table, and she has gotten into her car and is gone.
You looked over at me just as I was trying to inconspicuously burp. You looked directly at me when I was trying to do a quiet little burp.
So while you burp, let me just say. Just to clear the air, I brought up both politics with
that was Aaron.
No!
That was a cue for Aaron. I brought up both politics with JB Pritzker and religion and at a Thanksgiving table, and we didn't have any fights.
Oh yeah, wow.
So we're like family.
Do you have rules that you don't talk about politics with your family?
Oh, we don't eat at the same table. We eat in separate rooms.
We all eat our separate Jettas. Yeah. We all have Volkswagen Jettas, and we all eat mashed potatoes in our Jettas. If you didn't know, Adel's rich.
Oh, you got a Jetta? Rich as hell.
Yeah, I don't really talk politics with my family, but...
Make that Jetta, buy a Jetta. That's what we say in my family. I have it tattooed on my back. Here we go. Take it away. 20 minutes in. Let's get to our first riddle.
Okay, go. This is our first riddle. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
In the nightmare before Christmas.
Is that true?
Because it's Halloween,
it's the
and then
before.
He makes it Christmas, and they skip Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, so that's so stupid.
If I solved it, I solved it.
If I won, when you it, must have
when
won.
It, it's the year before. No.
No, hold on. I'm cold ham drumstick, so I'll be the one to tell you when you've got the riddle correct. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Is
every year.
No.
What's that?
I have a guess.
Is your guess that Christmas and Thanksgiving are two people's names and Christmas makes Thanksgiving come when they are having sex? That's your guess, isn't it?
Now it is.
It's when Thanksgiving writes the alphabet with their tongue on Christmas.
Yes, that's true.
Isn't it funny that we fell in love and both of our names are holiday names? That's how they sound.
Wasn't there a James Bond girl whose name was Christmas?
It was Halle Berry, right? No, it was,
someone
else. Noxzema girl, right?
The Noxzema girl?
Denise Richards?
Oh, yes, it was Denise Richards.
Or that was Rebecca Gayhart.
God, I have no idea. Anyway, her name was Christmas Thanksgiving.
Is it something like of the lettering? Is it like because C comes before T in the alphabet?
Yes, it is something along those lines, and that is exactly correct. Yes, it's the dictionary.
Before we move on, I do need to see a scene between JPC and Aaron, with Aaron using that voice you just used, where Aaron, your name is Thanksgiving, JPC, you are Christmas, and you are spending a lovely afternoon together.
Okay.
You are in a relationship.
What would you like to eat? Like, where do you want to go eat? Where should we eat tonight?
I mean, can we just make that
Can we cross that bridge when we come to
it? No, I mean, I feel like I don't want to have an argument later about where we're going to eat, if we're going to eat in Vietnam.
It's 2 p.m. I don't feel like we have to have dinner plans at 2 p.m.
Here's the thing. If we decide to wait till when I'm hungry, I'm going to get mad at you and then we're going to fight.
Well, here's the thing. If you know you're going to get mad and you know we're going to fight, why don't we just not do that when the time comes?
Well, I can't help it when you're acting like an ass when I say, do you want Olive Garden? And you say,
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how to tell you that human beings are not meant to eat that much goddamn salt, okay? I can't eat an Olive Garden.
Oh, because you have a sensitive tummy. I have to suffer through life. Boring food. Oh, let's eat more food.
Oh, don't you put this on me. Do not put this on me.
Oh, joke's on you. I was trying to propose tonight.
You were going to propose to me
out of
Olive Garden? What the fuck,
Christmas?
Yeah, because
Christmas? We were going to be... I'm Thanksgiving your Christmas.
No, I'm saying, what the fuck, Christmas? How could you fall for this piece of shit who is going to propose to you at an Olive Garden?
I was going to put a ring and a breadstick. And then we were going to be family.
We cut to a different sliding doors timeline where that proposal does take place at Olive Garden.
Okay.
Oh,
more breadsticks?
Oh, please.
It's a joke because they're never ending, so I will bring them.
That's funny. You're charming. Turn it down a little. I'm trying to impress Christmas here.
You don't have to impress me, Thanksgiving. I'm already impressed. The Olive Garden has affordable prices and 2-for-1 take one home entrees. You should work for us. Combined with infinite salad and breadsticks, it's the deal that keeps on giving. And of course, you probably know our slogan. Do you know it? When you're here, you're marry me. I'll take that as a yes.
See.
Ow.
Ow, God.
Hey-ya. For listeners who aren't on the front line that we're recording on, Frank Oz came in and just nailed that two-person scene.
I did. Ooh. I did tell you before we started recording... set me up for the character voice that I love doing. Set me up for my best character voice.
Ooh.
I thought it was delightful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Now I'm stuck forever. Mm.
I think it would be fun to be a Muppet because then I could have no butt. It's just a big hole. Wouldn't that be fun if all my insides were gone and my butt was a big hole?
But then you don't know when you're pooping. It just falls out. That's a downfall, right?
No. The upside is that you wouldn't know when you're pooping.
But that's a downfall. It's like you don't feel it. It just falls out. So you're walking along and you're like...
You think feeling it is the best part of pooping?
No, but I'm saying it's necessary to maintain social relationships. If I'm meeting...
Oh, yeah, I'm a Muppet. My big problem is going to be maintaining social relationships.
Oh, I'm
if I'm getting audited by the IRS and Ooh. We're sitting there and poop falls out, that's highly...
Did you deduct that?
My favorite thing about JPC, and I love a lot and hate a lot about JPC.
This is Thanksgiving. This is the right time to do this.
My favorite thing about JPC is if you give me 100 guesses for what he's about to say, I'll never guess it.
Pass the green bean casserole.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Oh, here you go.
My favorite... Thank you so much. My favorite Muppet, I think it used... Like, as a kid, it was Gonzo, because he was so weird, and you're like, what a weird little alien bug. And then as I got older, I really liked Beaker.
Mm-hmm. JBC.
Like when Breaking Bad came out?
Yeah, because all that chemistry?
I was never into the Muppets. I don't think I ever really watched any Muppets, anything.
What did you like instead of the Muppets?
I don't know, man. Like
fucking Rugrats?
I get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I loved like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I was not a Muppets. I was just like, I don't know.
You were not a Muppets?
I was not a Muppets.
Mom, I'm not a Muppets.
I don't even know if I liked Sesame Street. My mom would be able to know. But I also
Those are
like,
Muppets.
I don't know if I liked... I don't
but
know
I'm
if
saying
I
they're
in...
Muppets. If you say you don't like Muppets, you're being redundant if you say you don't like Sesame Street.
So I don't know, but I also have a terrible memory. I don't remember anything about any part of my life. Like, I get like, yeah, I just...
What's my name?
Oh, man. I know that it's Carabin.
JPC.
I want to say it's Carabin.
Oh, buddy, you have memento.
I do. I totally have memento. I really do. Like, there are moments in my life where I'm like, if I don't write it down on my calendar... I just completely fucking forget like every part. Yes.
So
this episode's gonna be famous for us doing one riddle.
Well, no, but also it's true because on this show specifically, since I have such a shitty memory, like I'm always so concerned I'm gonna start doing like. And so the man takes the knife, and you're like, yes, this is the one you've already done that,
which I believe happened already.
Yeah, it's definitely happened before.
So in our Christmas episode, when you fling open the shutters and yell down, "Excuse me, what day is today?" You really are genuinely asking.
That is what you...
I'm referencing a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't know. Oh, you're referencing a Muppet.
I love that movie.
If you haven't seen a Muppet Christmas Carol... You haven't seen A Christmas Carol.
Sorry I wasn't listening to the Muppets. I was too busy getting laid.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no. I mean, not until like my late 20s, and even then it was kind of pity.
Oh,
all right,
no.
I'm ready for another
ready
one.
For okay, another.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Why did they let the turkey join the Thanksgiving band?
Because it had drumsticks. It brought its own drumsticks.
Because he brought his own drumsticks.
Oh, that winked at me. Oh!
It wasn't in a sexual way.
No, but he just was so smug that he got it.
Okay. This one's going to be almost impossible to get. If April showers bring May flowers, then what do May flowers bring?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. Well,
this time I'll let Aaron.
It's
June
it's,
showers.
I'll look smug and I'll wink and I'll give Aaron a chance.
June showers.
Do some bad guesses so Aaron feels better.
July showers. June, baby showers.
Doesn't June showers sound like a real estate agent?
Hi, I'm June
like
showers.
A plucky
this is a tooth
real estate agent.
Has
I'm
a Jack
June
and Jill
showers.
Bathroom.
I don't know.
Here's what we need. If you're listening and you have some free time, we need you to make a Century 21 sign.
If you're listening to this show, you have free time.
If you're listening to the show, you have time. So make us a Century 21 sign mm-hmm. with real estate agent June Showers.
It's just my face. And just put a ton of makeup on me.
It's Aaron's face with a ton of makeup and she's on fire.
Century 21 sells the most residential real estate.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares.
I just saw a sign that said that the other day. That's pretty cool.
If it's on a sign, it's got to be true.
What do May showers bring?
All right, showers.
No,
I wasn't
no.
listening.
If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring?
Oh, pilgrims.
Yes, they Smallpox. Bring pilgrims. Oh, well, that's actually more accurate. Let's see what this joke website says. No, apparently this joke for kids is not smallpox.
Well,
that's not the answer.
They're treating them like babies.
What kind of key do you use on Thanksgiving?
What kind of key
do you use on Thanksgiving? Now, remember, Thanksgiving is a holiday.
I know what it is.
Yes, I do too.
Piano key, because one of your drunk-ass cousins is going to start to show off by playing Heart and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They show off by playing Heart and Soul on the piano.
I guess we have very different cousins.
How is it possible that you and I have different cousins? We share everything else. Here's my riddle. How do Adele and I have different cousins?
I don't know.
But share everything else.
My cousin's from another muzzin.
Muzzin. You're my cousin from another muzzin.
Muzzin. Muzzin.
I've got a dozen cousins from another muzzin.
Every year at Thanksgiving, since I think the late 70s, my family does a rock skipping competition.
So
rock
you were born
rock
in the late
skipping.
70s?
No, my whole, like, I was born in the 90s. But it's been happening a long time, and I've never won.
Rock
All
skipping?
All my male cousins win.
Do you live near a body of
water?
Yeah,
we live right on the ocean. So
do you really?
Yeah. So, my aunt and I live on the Atlantic. My aunt, okay, I live on the same street. We all go there. So
everyone
all,
doesn't have
cousins.
To be mean to me when I ask questions.
So can you, like, if you walk out your front door, are you on like?
No, it takes like a minute. I'm not. I don't walk into the sea.
It's like a Virginia Woolf situation.
No,
you skip rocks
God.
By putting them into your pocket
into your pockets
and
walking
into,
the sea.
But
that gets them the furthest.
My mom won it in the late '80s, and then my section of the family hadn't. And I think it's because it was just cold and everyone wanted to leave. And then we didn't win again until my brother-in-law won like 2 years. Mitch, horrible garbage Mitch won
Mitch.
2 years ago.
It steams my clams to know that Mitch won the rock skipping contest.
That brings us to one of our favorite segments, Mitch Sesh.
Yeah.
I like Mitch Sesh.
Or just
can I tell you the most disappointing
Mitch.
Thing?
Dissin?
Mitch Sesh is pretty
dishin
good.
And dissin Mitch. That's so hard to say.
Way clunkier.
So since the last time we recorded, my niece was born, which is very exciting.
Is this Mitch's
my
daughter?
Mitch's daughter. Mitch's daughter was born.
Oh, Mitch is a father?
Yeah. So, and she's so cute. And I can't stand how cute she is. But she looks exactly like him.
No.
It's like my family's genetics had no part of it.
He's like 6'11", right?
Yeah. He's 7'18".
Is he the tall one?
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Genetically, babies usually look more like the father. That's like a response
from human beings so that we, like, the father connects with the baby so they won't abandon the family.
So what did you do earlier today? Read up about real estate and babies?
It's
you trying
it's
to impress
insane.
Us?
I went to a real estate baby convention.
Let's just share this nice meal.
Right? I want
We're
to
all
tell
in from...
you an apartment, please.
Baby real estate agent is a key character.
I've never have I done a character that hasn't been baby something.
Mm-hmm.
Like baby horny dog, baby horny dog ghost. I can't wait till the Christmas oh episode when I break out baby horny dog ghost. Did you guys finish this riddle?
Yeah, okay,
it's,
sorry.
It's
why
turkey.
Didn't the turkey finish its... No, that's a different one.
Oh, we have to answer your last one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
What it's kind of key does it turkey. Use on Thanksgiving? It's a turkey.
Yeah.
Yes. Why didn't the turkey finish its dessert?
Oh, I got it.
It was too pyred.
Oh, that's even
that's
better.
Even better.
That's even better. Speaking of, can you pass the pie, Adel?
Yeah, of course. Here you go. Oh, I tripped.
God damn it.
And now put it's it right in my face. Oh, what Adel said.
Well, certainly those two concepts can't exist together, so let's call it what it is. It was Aaron's face. It was not, it was not my dick.
Brother.
Oh, that's my brother from another cousin.
That's how Reese's peanut butter cups were invented. You got pie on my dick. You got pie on my face.
This is why I feel Reese's bad that this cups? Episode is going the way it's going. Everyone right now is at an airport on their way to see their family listening to this, and
we're on warm-up riddles and we're 30 minutes in.
Somebody might be stuck home alone.
No, it's me.
Okay, ready? Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? It's the final warm-up riddle. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The butt side.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she's
I've
not
gotten
wrong.
Worse at this.
The butt side? You are getting worse at this.
Which is my favorite Gary Larson cartoon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
butt side?
And do it's like, what's it's an like example a
kid,
of a butt
it's,
side?
It's a kid trying to push onto a butt, but it says pull.
Oh, God. I get it.
Why would a butt be pull? No.
What was the question? I literally forget what it is.
Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The side that's not plucked? Is it as simple as that?
You can go pluck yourself.
Oh.
Yep, you watch right into
butt
that.
Butt pluck myself?
I don't
butt
know.
Butt pluck yourself. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
It's not the side that's not unplucked?
Nope.
Give us a hint.
Did
you forget the answer?
No, I'm trying to give you a hint that doesn't give it away. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? It's not the left side, and it's not the right side.
Back side, front side.
Nope.
Top.
Neither of those sides. Not top.
Bottom.
No.
The pillow side. Pillow side.
Feathers.
Bedside.
No, not
the bedside. It's got to be the
bedside. The
bedside
makes sense, but nobody sleeps on turkey feathers unless you're fucking poor.
That brings us to our first ad of the episode. Turkey beds.
Turkey beds.
The new beds.
I don't know.
You guys ready? You guys give up?
I give up.
Yeah.
You lose the warm-up riddle.
You have to give up. To give up means that you cared in the first place?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yep. That's a really interesting distinction. Yeah. The outside. The inside of the turkey has no feathers unless that turkey is cannibal.
Oh, no.
You don't know that they're eating other turkeys. A lot of things have feathers.
What's it called when you eat your own feathers? What's that? It's like not, there's no term for that. Everyone's looking at me like there
eating.
Is a term for that.
Do you know that 1 out of 10 turkeys will suffer from ingrown feathers?
What, did he go to a turkey convention all day? Hey, guys, it's me. Yeah. How does it feel, Adult? Does it feel really bad to have your life's work baby real estate thrown back in your face?
Adel, JPC, I am a mind reader now. I can read your mind and predict things about you.
Prove it. What am I thinking about right now?
French fries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
Great. Now I'm thinking about French fries.
It seems like I bet that you two have subscriptions you've forgotten about. I bet you've signed up for free trials of things and forgotten to go back and cancel. Or just forget that you have subscriptions to streaming services that you're no longer using. Is that correct?
Oof, we did just on the way over here sign up for frenchfries.com.
Yeah, it's like a monthly. Mm-hmm. They send you French fries in the mail from all over the France.
All over the France.
Well, don't fear. You can now use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And I'll tell you a little secret about me. I've been using Rocket Money way before they became a sponsor of the show.
Wait, now I'm reading Aaron's mind. Aaron, are you thinking that Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features?
How did you do that? I'm the mind reader.
Okay, I'm going to put myself in Rocket Money and just going to go over some of the... Okay, so it can show me all my subscriptions in one place. And if I see something I don't want, it can help me cancel in a few taps. Let's see, what do I have here? Freshfreets.com, frenchfries.com, onlinefriesnow.com, ordermyfries.com.
Waffletaters.org?
Rate my salt. What could that be? Oh, it's a French fry website. Okay, cool.
While JPC is reading these, I will tell you that Rocket Money can even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. It's like having a personal assistant. It's amazing.
And I don't want to deal with customer service because all of these services I'm using are French. And that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say about that. But if we've ever dealt with French customer service before, I just all say.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. RIDDLE. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
Well, Aaron, you saved me some money. Should we all go get some fries?
You read my mind.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hi, welcome to my yard sale. Feel free to look around. Let me know if you have any questions. Okay. I have some BetterHelp and a cooler here if anybody needs any.
Oh, you have BetterHelp, the online therapy BetterHelp in a cooler?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool. It's like entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to my schedule. So I can sort of like message my therapist anytime and get a timely response from them.
Yep, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with licensed therapists. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All that is right in my icebox here, my little cooler.
Oh my gosh.
Huh, and it's BetterHelp. It's the service BetterHelp, right? The one I'm thinking of, it's a, you know, uses online therapy as a safe space to get things off your chest and kind of figure out whatever's going on with you, kind of giving you an opportunity to talk through that. And that's the service BetterHelp.
Yeah, it's located inside the cooler here. But yeah, look around. That we have some books, we have clothes.
I mean, I use BetterHelp, and it's the best therapy I've ever had because it works totally. I don't have to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stress about it. Huh, okay, that's great.
And I guess if, you know, for anyone who's listening, because there's some people here at the yard sale, I guess I would say to everyone who's kind of here at the yard sale, you could give BetterHelp a try if you're trying to get into therapy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle.
Actually, I opened the cooler. I have bottled water.
Oh, bottled water.
Oh, okay. That's where the confusion was. Yeah. I see.
I guess we'll take some of these pants with the butt blown out.
BetterHelp.com/riddle.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Adel, JPC, come over here quick. Okay. I created a hilarious new website.
Squarespace?
Yeah, Aaron, did you use Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online? Is that what you used, Aaron?
Oh, big time. I used Squarespace, and it was super intuitive and easy.
Okay. Super intuitive and easy. Sounds like my Friday night.
Well,
got away from me.
I got jpcisold.com, and it's a website totally dedicated to how old JPC
finally,
is.
Finally.
Okay.
The albatross is off my neck and onto another's.
I'm looking at jpcisold.com, and I'm noticing that it also has flexible payments, which it also says in parentheses, things that JPC can't do. I guess it's a crack at me being old and not flexible. But
exactly.
It looks like it makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools, accepting credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay. And in eligible countries, offers customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay.
Mm-hmm. And I can sell exclusive content on my site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses. I teach a class on how to best call you old. It's awesome. It's already sold out.
Yeah, and it looks like they also offer video collections. JPC Video, it's sort of like drawings, when you flip through drawings really fast with your thumb.
Yeah.
You can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages.
Aaron, I gotta say, this is a beautiful website, and I wish it was happening to anybody else.
But it's happening to you.
And if you want it to happen to you, wait, hold on. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
JPC is old.
So old. I'm going to go upstairs for a little bit.
Oh, God. See, what did I say? No fighting on Thanksgiving. We all came together.
He's upstairs.
I've been cooking all day.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
You've been cooking all day. Why is the turkey cold?
Shut up! I want to go stay at my dad's. I want to go to dad's.
Come downstairs and watch the parade. Watch the parade.
Is now a good time to say MAGA?
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Oh,
what? Nightmare. Someone had to say it.
Nightmare.
I'm in order. Order in the turkey court. Mm-hmm. I'm cold
I'll
ham
take the
drumsticks.
Szechuan chicken. Oh.
I'm cold ham drumsticks. I decide what happens. The warm-up round is over. Now it is time for a little something that I like to call just some more riddles, because that's the show. The show is riddles.
Well, before we continue, let's tell our listeners where to eat in the airports they're in right now. Where should they go get a snack?
In the airports right now?
They're hungry right now. They're in the airport.
If you're at an airport, mm-hmm. or if you are driving on the road and you're going to pull over to get some food, mm-hmm. here's your best options.
Sure.
I will say to pull over, Long John Silver's is a classic.
Oh, you love Long John Silver's.
You got to get the chicken planks, hush puppies, and you got get extra little crispies, the little batter
cracklins.
Drippings,
batter
the little cracklins,
yeah.
and a side order of hush puppies. That's what you got
to
do.
So you already said hush puppies, so you want to get... The meal, double, the hush puppies, and a side order of hush puppies?
Yeah, unless you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're at an airport, what you want to do is you want to get out of the airport, rent a car, and drive to Long John Silver's. When you get to Long John Silver's, what you're going to do is get some hush puppies, chicken planks, mm-hmm. side order hush puppies, extra drippings.
If you are at O'Hare, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you're at O'Hare, you should go to the Chili's. The Chili's, too.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is in O'Hare.
Chili's, too.
If you are at Midway, and it is around Thanksgiving time, look around for me and then eat my butt.
Yeah. And if you're at any other airport, go up to a bar and just order 3 to 4 Bloody Marys mm-hmm. and a bunch of fish
when
to
you
get ready to see your family.
When you order a range of drinks, what does a bartender do with that information? I'll have 3 to 5 drinks.
I do want to warn you, listeners. If you do order specifically 3 Bloody Marys, she does appear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So be forewarned. Also, if you are in the airport, I think it's O'Hare. Frontera Grill is spectacular.
In O'Hare? The only choice in O'Hare is Chili's, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to not the Chili's, too, you're making a mistake.
That's what I'm saying. Frontera's the best.
At O'Hare, because I was really like feeling like I deserved it, got a margarita at Chili's, too, and then went and got a massage.
At the airport?
Yeah, at the airport. I got
How
an airport
it?
Massage. Okay.
And
was
that's
it,
drunk.
Was it sanctioned by the airport?
So a drunk okay is a sober... absolutely terrible.
I was margarita drunk and I got a massage.
Wasted
and it was
away,
just
you
fine.
Get a Chili's with
Anyways,
massage.
Riddles.
It's massage
this is a
somewhere.
Podcast.
It's massage o'clock somewhere.
This is a riddle podcast. Aaron is technically correct about that. So here is your first riddle. I am slim and tall. Mini
JPC.
Okay.
Read the riddle. get away from that mirror.
I am slim and tall, though. I mean, I am slim and tall. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for.
Adrian Brody.
What am I? It's Adrian Brody, yeah. It's the pianist. It's the Punisher, not Punisher, Predator.
You remember
himself.
When Adrian Brody played the Predator and the pianist?
He was in the pianist.
No,
he
was the pianist. What yeah. I meant to say is Punisher. Adrian Brody as the Punisher is the funniest. To imagine
Brody.
That skull... outfit mm-hmm. draping off of him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like he's a hanger.
God, he is thin.
He's very thin. Gaunt.
Wire thin,
yeah,
that guy.
Wire thin.
Wire thin.
That's why I said
that
hanger.
Riddle had so much information in my brain shutting down.
That's the key. That's the
that's
what that riddle was trying to do. Yes.
Read it one more time.
I am slim and tall. Mm-hmm. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for. What am I?
Wishbone.
These are not Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're not?
No. And it's the dog Wishbone. Yeah.
Wishbone, come on, Wishbone.
What did he do? He helped me read or some shit? Who cares?
He's the reason why I know the plot of The Count of Monte Cristo.
And go ahead.
Hold on.
I need to see a scene.
Well, I was going to say, before we see the scene, uh-huh. I would be remiss if I did not mention. Wishbone, if you are listening.
Yes.
Please, if you want to come on the show, you have an open invitation. You are a very good boy. Aaron yes. loves you and would love to have you as a guest. So if you are listening, if your master or owner is listening, please.
Wishbone is long dead.
So Wishbone, if you are in heaven, well, good chance if you are in hell, you are probably listening to this show on repeat.
Let's be honest. A dog that time travels, he's going to hell.
Wishbone time travels?
Didn't
Wishbone.
He?
No,
I thought he taught me how to read.
He traveled into books. That's Wishbone, I love your take on Tom Sawyer.
So that's witchcraft. He's in hell.
He traveled into books?
No, he just would play a major character in books.
But he was a dog.
What's the story, Wishbone? I didn't have cable.
He would be like Robin Hood, and he would like talk. He'd be like, ruff, 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 ruff.
Okay, Aaron, we're going to see a quick scene where Adel and I are your dogs, and you are a very lonely person who makes her two dogs do plays for her. Mm-hmm. And so this is a whatever play you choose. But
and we're not canoe dogs. We're regular dogs.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, puppies, what'll it be today, huh? Have you been rehearsing anything while I've been at work?
We didn't read Waiting for Godot.
What?
It's boring. It's so boring.
We tried to read, but it's boring.
But
it's
did you understand that Godot is a metaphor for God?
Yeah, it's the, you know, existentialism and Dominic, you know, it sucks.
I mean, it's pretty transparent,
it's pretentious.
No one did anything at work today for my birthday.
Where do you work again? The butt store?
All right,
yes,
come on.
I work at the butt store.
Wait,
I'm
really?
The manager at the butt store. I worked my way up. It was an entry-level position, and I worked my way up to manager.
Wait, at the butt store, they have an entry-level position? That seems wildly inappropriate to list.
They say entry-level position.
Honestly, for all these years that Rover's been giving your shit for working at the butt store, I thought he was just being a smart aleck.
No.
You work at the butt store?
Tuxedo, I tried to tell you.
Put on this hat. Put on these little hats.
Okay.
I want to see Waiting for Godot. I gave you the book. You said you'd rehearse. Curtain up.
Is he coming?
I don't know. Are you coming?
Not bow, before Christmas.
I asked you to make one book not dirty.
Let us do a board.
We're dogs.
We're dogs.
Anything we do is going to be doggy style.
We're dogs. We're horny as hell. Let us do a board.
Would you rather we be the ghost of dogs? Ghost of horny dogs?
Tale of Two Cities. You made it a porn. You have made everything.
A tale of them titties. A tale between them titties.
That's
puppy tale.
A puppy tale.
Between them titties.
We're butts dogs.
Butt story, Wishbone.
Did you say butts to store?
Oh my god.
What would a butt store be? Let's not go there. Does anyone have an answer for this riddle?
I think it
riddle?
Would sell the meats.
A candle. It's something that's shining that people care about.
It only does it once and then never again. So
yes.
Candle would be good in
but
terms of like.
But only once and then no more.
A touch lamp. Or one of those dryers in a bathroom.
A firework.
That,
they touch me and I give false good feeling.
Oh,
me.
Ecstasy. A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron.
A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron. It's an Aaron.
Unfortunately,
I'm Aaron, and unfortunately,
tall and slim.
I'm tall and
I'm really,
slim.
I'm pretty skinny.
For many, I am to die for. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
What's the answer?
Oh,
what's the
that's
answer,
not...
cold ham?
Yeah, what's the answer, cold ham?
That's not what podcast you're on. You're on Hey Gobble Gobble.
Also, can we just say we've gotten so many tweets and emails about how much people love when we sing.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People really enjoy us singing. But the reason why is because our voices. Actually, Aaron, your voice is heavenly. I'm sure that most
and
of
And that
it...
it's died.
I'm
and
sure...
a little pitchy, a little high.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you guys really want the answer?
We
want
to hit.
Try?
We want to hit because we're spinning our wheels.
I am slim and tall.
No, you're just rereading
desirable
it.
And appealing. I'm going to have to go through to try to find an appropriate hint.
Can we ask some yes and no questions?
Yes,
would
absolutely.
You find this item in a household?
Not necessarily.
In a rich household?
Does this come from the earth or is it man-made?
No. You were closest with candle and Letters has it. Letters knows the answer.
Really?
It's the first time this has ever happened that KJ and I made eye contact. KJ gave me the...
It's the first time you made eye contact with our editor?
I said from day one, I refuse to meet your eyes because I will not give...
Unless they're my girlfriend's parents, I refuse to meet them.
I will not give submission. I will not be submissive to anyone. No, but
Zippers knows it.
Zippers knows it. We made eye contact.
So Candle's Close is Firecracker close or firework?
Mm, Candle's closer, but okay. Yeah, Firecracker's in the same ballpark.
All right, I'm gonna look at KJ okay. And see if I
and
can
and try and read
out.
It in their eyes.
Look at their eyes.
So if you're listening to this podcast, look at the KJ.
Oh, is it a matchstick?
Look at the
KJ.
Close.
Matchstick. Okay. It's not a matchstick.
It's not a matchstick.
Is it a?
Look at the KJ in your life and see if your KJ. That could be your dad. It could be an old man's grave.
Maybe a table.
It could be a bunch of splinters. It could be 200 ants.
Okay. What is it all a fire?
Yes. There's fire. Fire is a component of this.
Here's what I
want. You'd light this.
We're closest to match and candle, but you said it's not found in every home. Would it be
fireplace.
Found? Would it be found in every home
Some
that
homes.
Has a Jetta?
God, what a bad question.
Fireplace.
What a bad question. No, it's
Birthday
not a fireplace.
Cake.
It's long and slender.
Oh, Slenderman. He brings joy once and then he kills you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be one of
Death
those things that people are mad
joy.
That we don't know it.
What's that?
People are going to be mad that we don't people know
I'm
it.
I'm certainly
people
mad.
Are screaming right now. People are listening to this at the Thanksgiving table. They have earpods in, or whatever those are called. Mm-hmm. What, you have those. What are they
AirPods.
Called? AirPods. I'm hip and young. Yeah. They have AirPods in.
Double
and their hoodie up.
Graves.
Because they're trying to hide from their family that are listening to this podcast, but you've done well.
There are dogs in hell screaming that they know the answer to this.
Which bone is in heaven? Reading is important.
Okay. Like a matchstick.
That's so far my favorite moment of any episode that we've done. Wish dog is in heaven.
Wish dog?
What did I say?
You said wish dog.
Here's the most important thing that's ever been said on Hey Riddle Riddle. Wishbone is in heaven. Reading is important. Wishdog.
I want someone to put that on like a library book bag.
Wishbone is in
wishbone
heaven.
Is in
reading
heaven.
Is important.
Oh God!
It's like
my
the
mom's
new,
a library.
It's like the new book. It for every book you read, Wishbone gets another year in hell. In heaven.
In hell.
Wait, right. What's on fire? That
and a personal pan pizza.
You keep it in like matchsticks. You keep it in a pack.
A wolf's
or a carton.
Cigarettes.
Yay. It's a cigarette. And KJ did make the universal symbol for cigarette, which is smoking a cigarette. And you all missed it because you don't stop and pay attention.
How come when you tried, you made an action like you were smoking a cigarette, and then you flicked your tongue in between it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a cigarette is.
That's
the way my dad smoked them.
He would lock me in a closet. I'm basically Grace Kelly. I'm so classy, and I'm here somehow. I'm somehow here.
You're so classy, Aaron. I watched you fart into a burp before we started recording this show, and you're so classy.
But I didn't do it on air.
Debonair fart into a burp.
Debonair. Oh, what a good podcast. If Debbie Reynolds did a podcast and it was called Deb on Air.
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Just
we could see that.
But she passed away, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's in hell with Wishbone.
No,
new riddle.
No. She's in heaven.
New riddle.
She was in Singing in the Rain.
No,
she's in
I'm cold ham drumsticks. She's in hell with Wishbone.
She is in heaven.
New riddle.
We should say very quickly, and I'm so sorry to keep interrupting. We should say that there is some sort of, like
apologies
previously
accepted.
Mentioned, some sort of soiree going on in this building. So there may be some orchestral music.
Oh yeah, if you
floating into our microphone.
If you do hear some sort of soft jazz in the background, it is my dad's retirement party across mm-hmm. the hall. I told him I was in Copenhagen, so I.
And your dad works at the butt store.
Yeah, my dad just Entry retired from position. The butt store. 50 years. They gave him a golden, not a watch.
Asshole?
Butt. Yeah. All right, butt is what I was looking for. All right,
okay.
New riddle.
Yes.
Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two. The small boy gets it for nothing. The young
Sex.
Man has to lie for it. The old man has to buy it. The baby's right, the lover's privilege, the hypocrite's mask. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old maid, charity. What am I?
Diamonds. Condoms.
Diamonds are condoms.
Diamonds are for condoms.
This is nonsense words. No one talks like this.
There was so much going on.
Grace. And for the other people, the ups and the downs and the ladies and the gentlemen and the young boy is there too, and so is the old man.
Well, so that's not what I said, but that is a good guess.
It was very Susy, and it was like, and then the Woozles moved to Wutsit, and the Woozles bought the Bopsits.
The Woozles and the Bopsits and the Wutsit.
For every flower, there's a penny.
Do you guys
want
to make fun of the riddle or answer the riddle?
Make fun of it. And the mother was the papa and the...
JBC, my first question for you, is it a noun or is it like one of those intangible things?
It's not an intangible, no.
It's not an intangible.
Yes.
So it's a thing.
Can you find it in a house?
What's that?
Would you find it in every household?
No, I don't think so. It's not intangible. It's not like the concept of poverty.
Laughter.
No. No, it's not like a... So, of no use to one, yet absolute
love.
Bliss to two.
Love.
The small Sex. Boy gets it for nothing.
Hustler.
The young man has to lie for it. The old man Food. Has to buy it. The baby's right. The lover's privilege. The hypocrite's
Wait,
mask.
Wait, the baby's right?
It's the right of a baby.
Hmm.
Not like a right-wing baby.
Oh.
Although...
Is it getting tucked in at night?
Here's what I want to see. Baby that's real estate very, agent who's a right-wing... No.
Baby Trump this fall on NBC. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old man, charity. What am I?
Strippers. Those are all stripper names.
Those are all stripper names.
I don't know.
This is super hard.
This is
KG
very
knows
wordy.
All
KG knows
of
it.
KG knows it. This is very wordy and very confusing. But I will say, well, I'm not going to give too much away yet. I want to let you struggle for a little while longer.
KG, can you pantomime baby bottle milk?
Oh, KG thinks it's milk. It's not milk. Sorry, letters. That's why you don't have a fucking mic. Sorry. Thanksgiving.
Don't talk to zippers.
Can you pass the
like
corn?
That.
Can you pass?
Oh, this corn right here.
Yeah.
Did you want on the cob or the creamed?
I don't want any corn that you.
Let
creamed.
Me stir the creamed with the corn on the cob.
Oh
here
boy.
You
okay.
Go.
So it's a mixture. Thank you so okay. much.
Aaron, do you want more green bean casserole?
No.
No?
You've eaten none of the things I've made.
Yeah. Aaron, can I interest you in some taco meat?
Oh, it's a little hard.
That's a little hard. It's been sitting out for a minute.
And it's also a critical hit.
All right, let's see.
My dish was a critical hit.
That's a very
a
funny
kiss.
Thing to say at a D&D
a
themed
kiss.
Thanksgiving.
I think so.
Aaron,
is it a kiss?
Keef. You got it correct.
I did?
You got it absolutely correct. It's a kiss.
No way.
Yeah, but my hint was about to say like the first line gives it away. Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two.
I'm guys. I know. JPC, I told you day one. I said if Aaron ever gets a kiss on the show, I'm walking away. So I'll be upstairs.
I got it. I'm glad
and
I got it.
And the only kiss that I'll ever accept on this show is if I'm on a date with one of your siblings and mm-hmm. I pay for 25% of that date.
Last night, I watched maybe 2 hours of YouTube clips of that show, Kissing at First Sight. Have you ever heard of it?
Kissing
what
First Sight?
On Earth?
Okay, so it's a show that my boyfriend is obsessed with because it's so cringy. And there's one clip that he loves of this guy being like, I'm going to just walk in and kiss her. And he goes up to her and is like, can I kiss you? And she's like, yeah. And then he just goes in and then just gives her a hug and like the most awkward kiss on the cheek and like a little pat. But we watched 2 hours of that.
What
and then we watched the first
show?
Episode of Married at First Sight. We went down a rabbit hole.
Did you say Kissing for Sight?
Kiss at First Sight?
Kiss
something
at first
like
sight.
That.
Oh, I it thought you said Kissing for Sight.
I think
sight.
You said Kissing for Sight. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
This sounds like the devil's deal of like,
no.
I'll give you back your...
It's like a Little Mermaid type situation.
That does sound like a riddle.
It is. I recommend it. It's painful. And then also watch the TV show Married at First Sight.
Brutal. Here's what we'll... Maybe this is what we'll end with unless Cold Ham Drumstick had something else.
I mean, yeah, I
do you have one to take us home or something?
I have one that will take us home.
So before we do that, real quick, let's just do a quick round. Aaron maybe gave hers, but we can give you another chance if you like to add on to it. When you're home for Thanksgiving, I feel like you have so much free time. You're going to want something to binge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend there's a BBC show called Bodyguard that's on Netflix, 6 episodes. And it stars Robb Stark from Game
of
Thrones.
It's 6 episodes?
Oh, yeah. My sister was just telling
and
me
it's
to watch
great.
It yesterday.
It's real dark.
It's a Whitney... It's like the Whitney Houston
Oh,
movie,
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, it's not BBC. It's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
No,
it's
but
19...
isn't it like a... Is it not based
not
on that
based
at all?
It's not based on that, no. It's... I mean, it's a similar premise in terms of like it's a high-powered person with a bodyguard.
I thought it was the right...
Any,
I thought
any bodyguard is going to be with a high-powered person. So
that's not true. You can buy a bodyguard.
How much?
Honestly, like, you could buy one for like $200.
I'll be your bodyguard.
Next episode.
I'll let you die, but I'll be your bodyguard.
If you be my bodyguard. Next.
I've had bodyguards before. I've rented bodyguards. What's that?
When?
I go to parties all the time and I take bodyguards with me. That's my thing. No, seriously,
so
I do that.
People can't go up to you?
That's your fun thing?
Yeah. So people can't go up to me or like they'll get their fucking head beat off by a bodyguard. Yep.
What do you recommend, JPC?
Well, come up to me at a party. See what happens.
When you're home for Thanksgiving, come up to JPC at a party.
Can I tell you something that I absolutely don't recommend?
Oh, also watch The Nanny.
It's something that I've been watching on Netflix as well. It is Designated Survivor with Aaron Kiefer Sutherland. It is garbage. It is the biggest...
Oh, is that the one where like something blows up and he has to be president?
He has to be president. And it's the biggest pile of trash. It's like the West Wing, if the West Wing was written by like illiterate children. it is so bad. And a friend of mine told me to start watching it. And now whenever I watch it, I just text him about all of the awful things that happen on the show. He's like, it gets worse. Keep watching. It's really, really bad. It got canceled after 2 seasons. And then I think Netflix picked up the rights to it. And they're making a third season, is insane. Oof. I love it. So don't watch that.
My real recommendation is Gravity Falls. Have you watched
it? Oh, that's amazing.
I had never watched it
earlier this year, and I watched all 3 seasons in like 2 weeks. It's brilliant.
Our friend Waleed is the one who recommended it to
me. It's so good.
I love how we all spoke with so much passion about television shows that we're watching, way, way more than we talked about our family, our friends, or our fans in our network at the very beginning of this podcast. I have a one last riddle to take us home.
Great.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of ready. Restore me, and I am become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Cookie jar.
Cookie jar. Okay. This has been Hey Gobble Gobble.
Restore me. How do you there's at least two heads that go.
Behead
off.
Me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I'm the partner of ready.
It's got to be a word.
Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts.
It's got to be a word that has head in it. So like headquarters.
So you're correct that it's a word, but it doesn't have head in it.
It doesn't?
Could you read it again now that I know that?
As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of ready. Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Domain of beasts is a zoo. We know that.
Yes. So it's... We bought a zoo.
So if it's behead me, it's like cutting off the first couple of letters.
Or the first word, or and first becomes, letter.
What comes with safe? So it's like I'm the partner to safe or ready, the partner to ready, right? Was that what it was?
Partner of ready. I'm the partner
of ready. What's the partner
ready?
Of ready? Uber? Like I'm ready to go. Partner of ready. Ready.
I'm ready to go, call an Uber? Is that where you were going?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Ready. Partner of ready. Coughing's good podcasting too, JVC. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. You can avoid the dumb shit that
no,
you
I
say.
No, I can't. I have broke
it's
brain.
It's involuntary.
I don't know.
While we're trying to think about this, I want to see one final scene. Aaron, I'd like you to play baby real estate agent June Showers.
Yes.
Baby real estate agent June Showers. Mm-hmm. JPC, I'd like you to play someone who's trying to get a new home.
Great.
And June Showers is baby real estate agent is showing you around.
And I think some of the feedback we've had for the show is people love it when we play dogs and babies. So let's
let's
keep this going.
Okay, crawl this way, please.
Okay, do you mind if I walk? Do I have to
crawl? Crawl this way,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Crawl. My 2 o'clock went long.
That's okay. Was your 2 o'clock a nap? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're a baby and you're selling me this house. And
so
you're
a single guy, right?
Well,
are you looking to expand your life?
I'm unmarried.
Yeah, you're looking to expand your life? Are you looking to meet someone?
To an extent, that's why I'm looking for a 3-bedroom, yes.
Okay, hold on. I just discovered my feet.
Okay.
What are these?
Well, those are your feet.
Oh, wow!
Okay. I feel I'm getting such mixed messages from you because I really want to trust your real estate. I mean, your
Wait, your hands. I just see your hand. Where'd you go? I don't have object permanence. Where'd you go?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just waving my hands from behind this counter.
Okay,
it's me.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't know why I chose to do that.
Ooh. Okay.
Look, June. May I call you June?
Okay, or Miss Showers?
Okay, Miss Showers it is. I really want this place, and I think that this is going to be the perfect place for me to start a family, start a life. I also acknowledge that you're an infant baby. I also acknowledge that you're one of the best real estate agents, realtors, in the country.
Yeah. I've taken I personally before I sell any house. I go in. I take a bath in the sink.
Okay. And this has a good sink for that?
A great sink for baby baths. Hold on. Miss Your showers. Keys are jingling. Oops. That's so funny.
I'm so sorry.
I just realized that for babies, every space is a crawl space.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to this riddle. Can you give us a hint?
Yes, I can give you a hint. I'm going to change a word. Instead of restore me, I become the domain of beasts, I'll say restore me, I become the domain of horses.
Stable.
Yes. It's the. It's
is it
stable.
Just able? Ready and able. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nice. Behead me and I become a place of meeting. Table.
Table.
Behead me again, I become
oh,
the
Oh, there is a
ready.
Table here. Able. Interesting. Way to try to gaslight me and the listeners by saying there was no table
she
in the
found
room
the
at the
table.
Beginning of the episode.
Oh, she found the table.
Oh, wow.
I thought we had hidden it so well.
Can't believe you said Wishbone was in hell.
Aaron?
Yes?
Will you pass me more whiskey?
Yes.
There we go. Now we're talking Thanksgiving.
Now we're talking turkey.
And I hope that you guys have had fun on talking turkeys today. Hey, gobble, gobble. We can't wait to do this again next year. And by this, I mean the podcast. We're taking a one-year break from the podcast.
Obviously, it's needed.
It's much, much needed.
Get our bearings.
Adel, would you like to plug anything?
Yes. So you can follow me at Adel Rafai on Twitter. You can also check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and Siblings Peculaire, two podcasts I do. Please check out our social media presence with Hey Riddle Riddle. We are on Twitter at HRR Podcast. We are on, is that right?
HRR Podcast? HRR, nope. Twitter is at Hey Riddle Riddle. Take that again.
Email. Yeah. You can, this is, can you just say, take it or toss it to me?
Oh, you want to do your whole plugs again? Yeah. That's a big waste of time. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, you can check out the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, as well as Siblings Peculaire. You can follow me at Adel Rafai on Twitter. You can also check out Hey Riddle Riddle, social media presence, with Twitter at Hey Riddle Riddle. You can email us at HRRpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram page. We have a Facebook page. We have a live show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
December 3rd, Monday, December 3rd at 8 p.m.
So that'll be this week.
That's this week? No.
No. Yeah. No.
You're right.
That.
No, yeah. Aaron's right. Yeah, that's right. This week. So it's this Monday, December 3rd. It's a Monday, 8 p.m. at I.O. Chicago. That's in Chicago, I.O. Theater. It's at 1501 North Kingsbury. By now, the link for tickets should be up. So please come. Please dress up as your favorite Hey Riddle Riddle host or character. Bring some paper for Aaron to eat.
And a pen, right? You'll drink the pen.
And
oh,
a pen.
Boy.
Bring a truck for JPC to sleep in the back of. Bring your dogs if they're good boys.
Yes. No, don't bring dogs. Well, I honestly, it's I.O. So you can bring as many dogs as you want. And we have a Tea Pub bookstore, too, right, Adel?
A what?
A Tea Public store?
We have a Tea Public store. So go to Tea Public, search Hey Riddle Riddle, buy some sweet, sweet merch. Hopefully we have some more merch up by now, but who knows? But at least get some t-shirts or stickers or something.
Yeah. It's obvious that we're not recording
Christmas.
This on actual Thanksgiving, so we're most likely all
it's
in jail.
It's May 14th right now.
Aaron, you have anything to plug?
Sure. My sketch show is this Saturday and the following Saturday, December 2nd, 3rd. It's a Saturday. Look it up.
Hopefully it's not December 3rd.
December 1st. Okay. It's
yes,
December 1st.
3rd is our live
show.
You have
a prior engagement.
I have a thing that day. Okay.
And I'm getting married on the 3rd of December. I've also got a heart transplant scheduled for December 3rd.
My sketch show, Emerald County Bank and Trust, will be these next two Saturdays at 7:30. If you want to message me on Twitter, not on Instagram, because people were messaging me on Instagram a lot, asking me, a lot of guys were messaging me, asking me about my UTIs. So
oh,
I stopped opening
no.
them.
No.
So,
well, hold on.
Me.
Now, we don't know that that was anything nefarious.
Okay. But message me on Twitter and I'll give you a discount code. And also, if you come to the show, please say hi to me after. Don't just leave. Also, I want to say hi to my cousins because I can't go home for Thanksgiving this year. And a lot of them listen. I think my cousin Tom and his wife Georgia listen. I want to say hi and then I miss them and I love them.
Oh, it's Smoothsgiving.
Yes, I love you all so much.
Aww. Fuck you, Mitch.
fuck you, Mitch.
I'm You're, glad we don't
and
the, see
now,
you.
And baby Mitch now. I'm going to call her baby Mitch, but she's fine.
And you can follow me at JPSoFly. If you want to see pictures of spaghetti, you can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Please do not message me about your UTI. if you do have a UTI, I hope that clears up for you. I also want to give a shout out to some of the people that have hashtagged Whittleware on Twitter and Instagram, maybe. Maybe people
yeah,
have
absolutely.
Hashtagged
so
both.
These are people who bought Hey Riddle Riddle merch. They posted a picture of themselves wearing it, possibly, or mm-hmm. with cats on top of it or just it unpackaged. And use the hashtag WhittleWare, which you can do as well.
So thank you to at Dr. Bostrom. Thank you, Susie. At Quentin Pogratz. Thank you, Kevin. At CNET Butter. CNET underscore Butter. That's fun. Thank you, Kevin. At Jason underscore Gavril. Thank you so much, Susie. At Sliffer Jam, thank you, Susie, I believe. At Mess Girl, thank you, Kevin. At of Hauntings, thank you again, Kevin. And at, I hope this is Janime. It's J-A-N-I-M-A-E.
Like instead of anime, Janime?
Janime.
I think that's great.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And I took complete guesses at everyone's gender, and Kevin and Susie are genderless terms.
Also, all the young hip kids always say at before a Twitter handle, right?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's hashtag. I want people to find them. I want people to find them and destroy them. So, yeah, those are everyone's Twitter handles. Those are people that bought our merch. If you want our merch for free, hunt them down.
No.
I'm being told we don't want to hunt them down. We want them to live. But, yeah, please tweet at us, hashtag WhittleWare, and we'll probably shout out more people on future episodes.
Yeah. Hashtag Whittle Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Aaron, recently we had a bunch of people ask on Twitter, hey, I think I've missed something. Why do you ask a question of Aaron at the end of every episode, and why is her answer always the same? And Aaron, I believe you had an answer for those people. That answer was...
Jupiter!
Good night, everyone!
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Parents in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.